If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Man, y'all already know what it is. You are now tuned in with your guys, man. This is Better Together. I'm your guy, Joe T.
Rachel Jordan.
Jay Black.
D. Johns.
What's the word, man? Listen, I don't know if y'all know, by the time this airs, you'll still understand what it is. We are 24 hours, 72, 48. That's this is right. A heck of a week, man. Yeah. We 2 days away from a momentous occasion, man.
That way.
Yeah. So how you feel? For y'all that don't know, Brother Joe T is about to get married.
Yes, sir.
So we, as the time of this recording, we 2 days out from the wedding. Mm-hmm. So how you feel, brother? Like, what's your in the moment thoughts you want to share with us?
I'm excited, bro. I'm happy, man. I got my guys with me right now, man. Yeah. My family and I made it safe in town.
Yeah.
Me and baby just been talking, man, enjoying the moment, man. I am in the moment, but having anxiety at the same time.
A lot of people.
What are we? What is we?
Better together.
Y'all see the environment is different. Shout out to Sophisticates. Is the official that you should handle on. Sophisticates.
Yeah, Sophisticates.
Shout out to Sophisticates.
Yeah.
Master Barber. If you know, you know.
You don't know, man.
You do know.
Yeah. No, you good. Like, share, and subscribe.
That way.
Yeah. Don't ever forget that part. Very important.
Anxiety, bro. Been catching myself waking up out of my sleep more than often. Preparing my mental for my vows.
Yeah.
Talking to God, talking to the Most High a lot.
Yeah.
My cousin a lot, my best man, I've been talking to him a lot.
Yeah.
That's it. That's about it. Yeah.
You know your own vows?
I really just more so been meditating on scripture that I'm going to center my vows in. More so because, you know, I know how I feel about it. I know what I want to commit to. I know what I'm committing to him.
Yep.
As far as our marriage, what I'm looking forward to, all of it's going to be centered back to him more so than what we expect more than one another. It's more so than what he expects of the covenant first.
Yeah.
And then, you know, us, what we need to do for each other to make that make sense with the covenant.
Man, not to dominate the conversation, but it's not like you need validation. I'm personally impressed with your awareness of what you have studied and understand what you are about to do. And you have a clear-cut vision for your household, your marriage, your life, your union, etc. There are married men that are married right now that don't have the insight and clarity and direction that I've heard you verbally express in words, using the words that, hey, I need this, this I don't like, I'm not sure, I'm certain of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm communicating these things to my partner and those that are already involved in this thing that I'm about to partake. Hey, What's your opinion on this? How do you feel about dealing with this in marriage? And I applaud that because a lot of times we as men, we wait till it's a problem years down the line to now say, man, I wish I would have talked to somebody. I had questions.
Mm.
So
I like,
bro, we always talk about the agreement, but the agreement is what seals the covenant. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And as you say and take the vows, man, that's the honorable part about where you are in life. Excuse me. is that both of y'all gonna have a clear-cut understanding of the agreement. You know what I'm saying? And we talk about it all the time. When it comes to the farm term that's used as a biblical reference, the equal to yoke, the equal to yoke is about the work y'all about to do. You know what I'm saying? Saturday is the starting line. And I think a lot of times, again, my favorite word, a lot of times the ideology has people looking at Saturday as the finish line.
Right, man, that's
the I just checked this box. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, that's what's ruining marriages, is that people are not signing up. They're signing up to be yoked. They're just not signing up for the work.
I think a lot of people are practicing for the performance of the wedding. Right? I've told you 1,000 times, if not 10, I'm more excited about the day after. I'm gonna be there. Yeah. You say I'm gonna be there. I might shake a little bit. You might need some footage of that.
I gotta shake with you, my guy.
Might need some footage. Might need some exclusive footage of that. But just having 20, 21 years of hindsight and all of the I wish I had been more intentional. I wish I had read the room better. I wish I would have asked more questions. I wish I would have been open to the conversations that you seek out.
Yeah, man.
I wasn't open to them. I had full access to them. Great example in the house. My parents are 52 years in, and a few weeks they'll be 52 years in, and I had access to all of that, but I tried to wing it. So the version of what may sound like wisdom from me is really experience. Wisdom is the ability to navigate without having had the experience personally, in my opinion.
That's good. Man.
Let me say this, man. You know, I really appreciate y'all because y'all have helped me with a lot of preparation. Like, I really listen. You know what I'm saying? Coming from my background, you know, I've always said, you know, none of the men in my family are married. But when it comes to the scripture, when he say he's a father to the fatherless.
Sweet.
You know, he's put men in my life that has gave me wise counsel.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So I do want to say I appreciate that. And, you know, we have to take heed to when he's giving you that information. Yeah. And not just, you know, assume like you know because you're going into a thing you have not done. I have not done this. And that's one thing that has turned down my anxiety, to be able to say, you have not done this before. Like, it's okay to listen to people who's doing it, who's been doing it.
Right. You know,
who has figured it out, who has went through some dark places and came out on the other side. And when you hear, like, people who has went through this thing, to me, listening now, it's all beautiful.
Yeah.
It's the process of it. So to know, man, this is a puzzle. You pulling out a box of a lot of pieces.
Yeah.
And over time, they're going to start fitting. It's going to start making sense. But to be able to look back at the wise counsel and say, that's how I was able to fit them pieces. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
what I honor about even the way that you hear, the way that you deposit things, man, because the book also tells us, man, to gain knowledge, but in all you do, also gain understanding. Right? You're not just an hoarder of information from us. You know what I'm saying? You're gaining understanding on, because again, bro, it's not that we got a lot of what to do, because we ain't never been married to your wife. But I guarantee you, we got a lot of what not to do. You know what I'm saying? Which is applicable across the board.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
See, a lot of times we gonna give you insight that's gonna help Joe T, but you still have to be married to your wife. And that's the understanding, because you also have to understand that some of what we might give you might not be applicable. And bro, that's the only way that you gonna even get to that point is not you just saying, well, Reg told me to do this. Like, nah, Reg told you to do that if it applies. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that's what I honor about the way you hear things. It ain't like you hear it like it's just, it's the gospel.
Mm.
But it is wise counsel.
Yep. When it come up to deal with it, you know, I know when certain things pop up, you know what I'm saying? So that's I've already, you know, the covenant will take place the second. I've already been operating as the husband. You operate as a husband before you become the husband. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that's a major thing. Like, why would I wait to get to the I do to start trying to communicate effectively or get better at? Why wait till the I do to deal with my lack of affection if I got it, or my lack of being honest or being vulnerable when you're dealing with it right now? Like, and then I ain't even looking at it like I'm getting ahead of things. No, I'm just realizing, like, I'm finna do forever with you.
Yeah. And I love that you said that, because we are in a time where you'll often hear people say, yeah, once we get married, you're gonna love who I am. Man, try that somewhere. that don't work for me.
Right.
Because again, it's not a hoax to try to, I want you to show me and give me everything you would give me as a wife,
mm-hmm.
to convince me that you are a wife. I'm not saying that. But what you're not gonna do is tell me that this shadow of a person,
mm-hmm.
that I'm witnessing now, mm-hmm. I'm only this shadow of a person because we're not married yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you are who you are.
Mm.
Now, I can understand if you're saying, and don't get me twisted, I'm not saying, oh, well, she's not sleeping with you yet because y'all not married. Deeper than that, people. I'm telling you, if you say, hey, you're not nurturing enough,
mm.
and then you mention this to her, like, hey, we're having active conversations, prepping ourselves to see. Dating is, this the trial.
Mm.
Are you marriage material? Are you who I need as a wife?
Mm.
I'm not talking about what's written, what a wife is. I don't want to hear about what the fairy tale says what a wife is. Are you suited to be James's wife?
Mm.
Because if you're not Jay Black's wife, you could be the best wife on earth for Joe T,
mm.
or for D. Johns or Reg, but you trash as Jay Black's wife, then guess what?
Ooh.
You're not for me.
Ooh.
And I have to know that through dating you and communicating to you. So if I communicate to you, hey, I just don't like how when I come to you with an issue or I tell you I'm dealing with something, the thing I'm attracted to, the wife that I would be attracted to, would be more nurturing in that situation with me than what I'm getting from you. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you, the type of person you are in that scenario, another man would be, hey, when I tell you something like that, I just need you to back off and detach a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's who you naturally are, y'all are perfect for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm telling you this is what I need in order to thrive and flourish and pour into you,
mm-hmm.
and be dedicated to you and committed to you, and I have blinders on because I don't see the world because I can't wait to get back to you,
mm-hmm.
it's because of how you're treating me or how you're nurturing me or how you're pouring into me, how you make me feel as a man, as a father, as a husband. Because all those things start at home between this bond and connection we have.
Mm.
Like, I could be a great father, but if you're wearing me down and in my ear and nagging me and I'm nagging you and I'm not supporting you, you're not supporting me, I'm not even in the mood or the headspace to be the great father that
right.
I'm built to be, because I'm absolutely two different parents and two different husbands. My the father and the husband I was in my first marriage, I hate that I have to say this out loud, but it pales in comparison to the father and the husband I am in this marriage.
Mm.
I can honestly say the maturity, I matured, but also the quality of woman who this woman is,
mm.
the way she communicate with me, I want to operate in the space and the energy that I operate with this woman.
Yeah, here come the comments.
So yeah, you live and you learn, just like we had this conversation before. The comments, oh, only a man could have a second chance and start over. I don't care how you feel about my life, man. Keep rocking.
Right.
I have been given an opportunity to where I didn't have to cast myself out into the shadows and the darkness and the depths of the earth because my first marriage didn't work. Man, get over yourself. You live and you learn. Be happy and joyous that the phase you in your life right now, I'm hearing the communication in you that I didn't learn until I got in this second marriage. Yeah. So that's a blessing, brother, for real. I ain't just telling you that because you're sitting here. I'm listening and watching because if I see something, I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
Hey, you still a little street running to say you're finna get married. I ain't never had to say that
because
I hadn't seen no foolishness like that. You know what I mean? So
I think it's dope and you use the analogy of a puzzle, right? And I think that's a great analogy, but I think the difference for you is you've been practicing getting good at puzzles. You know what I'm saying? Like it's puzzles can be frustrating if you never put a puzzle together before.
Yeah.
Let alone if you dump out all of the pieces and throw the box away and don't know what the picture
is. Facts.
Don't even know what you're trying to assemble.
Not for real.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And forcing something to fit out of frustration, I think the advantage that both of you have is you've grown up through some of those things already. And there'll be enough, like challenges will abound.
Yeah.
But you have purpose in your mind that the challenges are not going to outweigh the benefit of it, right? Yeah. And you understand this person is somebody that you want in the challenges and in the happy times.
Mm.
It's easy to be married to somebody that you're happy with.
Man.
Right? Can you be married to somebody that y'all got to go through it? My house is going through a thing at right now.
Yeah.
And if the conditions were different, if we had chosen different, I don't know that I'd be fit to be saying anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And because it's not that it'll ever be perfect or was perfect at a time, the temperament that I selected, because I was intentional about that, I am comfortable going through whatever we had to go through with my selection.
Yeah.
Right? There hasn't been a situation like, man, if I had only...
Yeah.
I'll have nobody in my Rolodex.
Yeah.
Or Lidex. Yeah. But I'm like, man, I wish I don't have that.
Yeah.
And again, it doesn't mean that I've enjoyed every moment. I've appreciated the aggregate of the moments to be operating in the space that we are right now. I wouldn't,
man.
The dice roll ain't worth it to me to see what else would have happened.
Man.
Me and my pops had a conversation yesterday, and he said, one thing I want you to always remember is you chose her.
That's what nobody wants to live with.
Yeah.
Or acknowledge.
Yeah.
Man, she used to be like, I hope she wasn't.
Yeah, right.
The same way
that
she was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
The core things for sure, but the things that, dare I say, irritate me, and I know I got 1,000 to irritate her, it wasn't like we advertise differently. You can't be mad that you saw a thing that you knew you couldn't tolerate and went through with it for the sake of going through with it.
It was
fast. And bro, Pop's giving you grade A insight because you are making an educated decision too. You know what I'm saying? So you're not choosing based on just beauty, or you're not choosing just based on feelings, man. You choosing based on compatibility. You choosing based on not just compatibility for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's just saying, like, man, you gotta have some foresight to say, man, can we go through some things together?
Right?
Can we have some children together?
Mm-hmm.
Can we pay some bills together? Can we fall off together?
Yeah.
That's the biggest question right there, bro. Because again, the
the test is coming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The test coming because, again, you want to be 20 years from now, you want to have the testimonies from the test. But the problem is, bro, a lot of times, just like what you're saying with the puzzle, if we not figuring out how to put this thing together, again, you might be putting one side, I'm putting this side, but still the ultimate goal got to say, like, okay, how do we come together to put this? It don't matter where you start or you feel like you better over here or this, that, and the third. It still got to collectively come together.
Yeah. Man, you know, when he told me that, I've already reflected on understanding that I did choose her. Like, I've noticed this is the only woman ever where I've, like, my brain will say, come down, communicate. Don't do that. I have never in my life had moments where I'm like, nah, I wouldn't want to hurt her like that. I wouldn't want to make her feel like that. Yeah. I ain't never. You know what I'm saying? In a full-fledged knowing, I can shoot off and win this argument intellectually.
Yeah.
My brain is saying, you can't do that to her.
Well, that ain't a skill. But the win is the understanding, though. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, see, you still win even without the argument. Because it's saying, like, even if I don't say this right now, or if I don't say it, period, it's still a win because I understand who my old lady is.
And I always want us to be at peace.
Yeah.
Like, I always want to, when we finish this conversation, what's the end result?
Come on.
I want us to be able to still enjoy this meal and laugh.
Yeah.
I want us to watch TV and chill. I want to be able to reach and touch your leg and it ain't no, you know, them moments, man. And, you know, we've done it so many times already.
Yeah.
It's made it easier. I always talk about, like, point of references. I have so many point of references where communicating effectively has worked.
Yeah.
You know, when we went to therapy, they told us, you know, about these communicative styles, like our communication styles. Like, I'm a hellstorm because of my background. You know, I can spit out a lot of information real fast.
Yeah.
She's a turtle. She got to duck her head in her shell and process this information and then come back and have a conversation.
Right.
And then knowing all of this information, actually processing it and utilizing it, I've watched how many times this works if you do what's necessary versus just ego winning, pride winning, being selfish winning, being manipulative, winning.
Yeah.
Having a conversation where I done won an argument and then walk in the bathroom and look in the mirror and say, yeah, cause who she think she is? Because I have done it. I've done it in my past. I've done it, you know, in the beginning of our, you know, with that old me. But watching how we can be in harmony and in unity of one by doing the right things, you know, what it can be. You know, and then my brain, I always try to run off and say, well, what about later on down the line? And now I'm enjoying where we're at right now.
Yeah, because two things about that. One, people often ask, how did you know? Mm. How do you know that person's the person? There will be signs. Mm. And everything that you just said speaks to, there will be signs, there were signs. You acknowledged and saw the signs, and you didn't run from the signs. Mm-hmm. But that's the other thing. Sometimes we'll see it, we'll see something before we ready for what that is. And it's in our best interest. Mm. It's meant to be. It's written. And we take off running. I ain't ready for that. I'm not ready for that. So that's the first part about there will be signs. But also, sometimes we're ruined today worrying about tomorrow. Because for all you know, today is bliss. But imagine if y'all continue to grow together even closer after the wedding, after the marriage begins. And even your thoughts you have today about tomorrow can pale in comparison once those days actually get here. Mm-hmm. It could be greater than what you ever expected. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, again, we talk ourselves out of something by saying, yeah, but she ain't gonna always be like this. Mm-hmm. This thing, I gotta prepare my mind for the leveling off. Mm-hmm. This just a high right now. It's gonna level off, but how low is it gonna fall? Why are you telling yourself that? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's only up from here. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's only great from here. Maybe this is the baseline. Mm-hmm. And you have yet to see the peaks that this gonna reach. We'll outthink ourselves to a point where we box ourselves into a cell of, this the best she got for me right here. Mm-hmm. You don't know that. Mm-hmm. So if you talk yourself into this being the best that she can offer, and you don't spark anything in this woman,
protecting yourself,
to make her, protecting yourself. Now you ain't spark, you could have said, you could have been vulnerable and showed her a level of vulnerability that would have elevated her, mm-hmm. and her elevation now would have brought you up again. And now, before you know it, y'all elevating each other repeatedly, mm-hmm. repeatedly. Mm-hmm. Now you look up 10 years from now, y'all don't even recognize yourselves. Mm-hmm. However, I love who we are, though. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not gonna be perfect, but because you going at it with the approach of, you perfect for me. Mm-hmm. I don't, if you weren't perfect for me, you couldn't have got this close to me.
Yeah, facts.
I'm not, man, gullible like that.
That's a big fact.
You don't, people don't know what it takes to get this close to me, and yeah. you did it. Mm-hmm. Without a roadmap, I didn't tell you mm-hmm. how to get here. I didn't even show you how to get here. Mm-hmm. You were yourself, and here we are.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you how to get here.
I've been here watching you. I've been here all my life, and I can't tell you.
Man.
One thing about the puzzle, man, and maybe it's just the way that I was taught to approach it, but I always frame it out. Mm. Mm. You always create the border, mm-hmm. which are your boundaries, mm. and you work to the center, right? If you're so busy trying to get to the image, mm. without properly protecting the borders, it'll be distorted, and anything can attack that center if you ain't got the right boundaries around it. And I'm talking from a place of learning,
yeah.
right? The other thing is, who better to tell you about a consequence than somebody that's actually experienced the consequence?
Man.
So for all of the commentary about this failed, why would you listen to them when you don't know what, like, I know the consequence. Mm. To Reg's point, we've never been married. We can't put ourselves in your situation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we can tell you a lot about the situation we put ourselves in. And that's 1,000 less things you could choose to avoid if you choose to avoid.
Yeah.
If you choose to.
Because a man under a bridge could absolutely tell me the consequences of gambling and risking it all.
And why would you listen to him?
Right. That's the first thing an internet genius gonna tell you is.
Yeah.
Man under the bridge can't tell me nothing. Mm-hmm. Man under the bridge can tell me a lot.
And y'all have a lot in common when y'all sit next to each other.
I promise.
My pop told me anything that'll lead me to prison, I didn't listen and went.
You see what I'm saying?
You wanted to prove it.
Pops, you were slipping.
Pops,
you
was right.
It didn't work for you.
Once I sit in the cell, I said, yeah. Yeah. We here now. He was right.
Something, man.
I'm telling you.
I'm excited about being married, bro.
Good, man.
I really am. And you know, one of the things I think why is because I want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This ain't no box checking. This is something that I want to do.
Yeah.
This is something that I want to be. I want to be a husband.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For who I serve.
Yeah.
Her who I'm willing to serve.
Yeah.
And it helps me come outside more of myself. You know what I'm saying? It's another selfless thing. I've been selfish all my life.
You
see, the
entire time.
One of the biggest benefits of my platform, my journey, has been dedicating myself to other people.
Yeah.
Like, giving myself to other people. Yeah. Like, I've watched him give by me being of service. Like to, so getting ready to experience this, I've already been watching, like, being more attentive, being present, being, I've watched how it's beneficial.
Yeah.
It ain't no, I'm the king, you're serving me, and then somebody turns, you turn somebody into resenting you. Bitterness, angry. You watch all of these things, and then you wondering, why did you turn on me? And honestly, I learned that lesson from being in the streets. I've heard these rappers talk about, if you don't feed your wolves, eventually they'll eat you.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I watched in the street thinking everything was about me. And then by the time I'm thinking, oh, they still supposed to protect me, but I done burnt out my bridge. I done ran you in the ground. Everything always ended up to my benefit more than it did to y'all. So at the time, you woke up and realized, man, we finna overthrow him.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Out the boat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And watching my daddy in prison, I used to get angry because I would always say to myself, man, you ain't never been in my life, but these people love you. And he would always tell me, like, his character, how he treated people, from what he understood, what he took for granted, and the who he was before he went to prison, and the character that he straightened in there, how he treated people, how he dealt with people, how he was honest, how he kept his word. I was like, these people love, dude, this dude ain't been in my life.
Right, right.
But it was him becoming selfless, and it's just so, it just worked that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've watched it in my relationship, just being selfless, like, just come down. And she do the same. Yeah. I've submitted myself. I've been told 100,000 times, she's supposed to submit herself to you. I've watched me submit myself to her, and it be beneficial. I watched her come softer by me coming down.
Because that's a safe space and zone for her.
Yeah.
So she can, oh, it's like a, there are thorns on the stem of a rose.
Yeah.
A rose is absolutely beautiful. And it starts out budded, and the more you nurture it, sunlight, water, and time, it opens up to the beauty that people actually appreciate. Mm. But if you reach in there and try to snatch it too fast, if you just reach your hand in that bush trying to just snatch you one of them pretty roses, there's consequences. Mm-hmm. There's thorns, there's protective layers that are going to make you regret not delicately taking your time to reach in there and obtain one of those beautiful flowers.
I'm going to tell you something I told my cousin earlier. I said, watching how happy my woman is now, even though we on cloud nine because of everything that's going on, I said, I've never seen a black woman this happy. I've never seen her be celebrated by so many people.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never watched me understand that my mindset is to keep this level of happiness and joy to the best of my ability.
Yeah.
I ain't seen my mama experience it. Yeah. My sister. I want my daughter to. I want my niece to. I ain't seen my granny. Now one of my grannies.
Right.
You know, even the men. I have never seen this level of bliss of understanding, like, I've made it to this point. Not only, like, I'm genuinely happy.
Yeah.
Like, to watch her on the phone with her friends, her family members, like, even when she looked at me, you know what I'm saying? And this is before we was getting to this day, like, where we have been. And it's been so many times where I'm like, I ain't never seen, like, this level of joy in a person's heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's major to me. Like, it's like a it's a generational curse being broken.
It ran into you.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, dang, like, yeah. This is insane to even see, because you don't even think, like, this is possible.
And, bro, to even put a more positive spin on it, bro, you are creating a legacy. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when your daughter do it, or whoever in line next, bro, like, that's the honorable part about breaking curses, is that I get to create a new legacy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or now we get to create what we thought was a fairy tale.
Come on with it.
You know what I'm saying? Now it becomes reality. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, y'all finna go to Italy, and, you know what I'm saying? But like my father, bro, we was stationed in Germany. I'm talking about we. When he was stationed, when he was stationed in Germany, I remember coming back in the summer.
72.
Coming back to Arkansas, this was in the 90s too. But bro, I remember coming back and just looking at Cat's face, how it was a fairy tale for me to tell them I'm coming from Germany.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And bro, to me, it's like, man, like, bro, I promise y'all can go too. But the problem is, bro, if you never get exposed to it, see, now you're exposing your baby to something else. So you might be exposing your mama or your daddy to something else. To where now they see, like, listen, man, it's honorable to watch my son do what I ain't never done. It's honorable to watch my uncle, my daddy. You know what I'm saying? To a point where, and I think a better way of looking at things, bro, is just look at it not like the curse you're breaking, because that is what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But the legacy I'm creating is bigger than the curse that I'm breaking. Mm-hmm.
The mental.
Bro, again, when you
come on with it, man.
When you get to see, when you get to walk your baby down the aisle.
Ooh, I ain't know you're gonna do that.
You get to walk her down, bro, in a fashion where she understands the covenant. She understands the responsibility. She understands, because I get to experience, I get to be exposed to. Yeah, bro, and the reason why I'm emotional, I'm thinking about it even for my girls, bro. You get to expose her to the same thing that you're saying you were never exposed to. The thing that you felt like was an empty space. Bro, Saturday fills that space in, bro.
Man, that's
real.
Man. Because now, think about you're providing a thing that wasn't provided for you.
Come on, bro.
Just like what he just said. And I'm sitting here listening to the parallels, because I can go down through the line, starting with my household, and work my way outside. And I have countless amounts of aunts that never got married. Mm-hmm. And we all grew up, I don't want to say we all, the majority of my cousins on my mother.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Mom's side, as I'm thinking through,
it was common to grow up in a single mother household. And we kind of found our way to manhood because through uncles and father figures and coaches, sports really was our thing that gave us that. So then when we became adults and I jumped out, and when I jumped out and got married, I can't tell you how many family members walked up to me and said, and not in a malicious way, they actually meant well by saying, this real stand up, like, where did you get this from? How did you know to do this? How did you even know this was a thing? How did you know how to do this? I got a cousin that I was raised with as a brother. Because, like I say, our mothers were sisters, and again, single mothers trying to find their way, it was more beneficial to pool resources, and we all grew up in the same household, 90% of our childhood. So as a man, he sat down with me and asked me, man, where do you draw this from? He was like, I watch you as a husband and as a father, and we didn't have that. And as I look at you, I feel like I like how you're doing it. I feel like you're doing it right. He said, but I'm equally confused because where did you get this from? We didn't have this. How did you know how to do this? And my answer was, I don't, man. I'm going off feeling. If it feel right and if I feel like this was what I was lacking, I'm trying to provide things that I feel like I yearned for as a young man, as a child, because I know how that would have felt to me if somebody would have took the time to share that or give me that. So that don't make it right or wrong, but it's at least a starting point or a baseline for me. This is what I think happiness looks like, and that's where the communication come in for that woman to say yes or no. And now I have to adjust to what she's telling me yes or no is, because again, to like we said earlier, I might be a great husband, just not her great husband. Mm. The version that it takes for her to say, I'm proud to call you my husband publicly. Like, I want the world to know you my husband without fail. Like, am I doing the things to encourage that behavior? Because again, that pouring is what make you continuously say, how can I outdo my yesterday? Hmm. I want to be better tomorrow. Cause I love the reaction I got from this woman when I act this way or I move this way.
Yeah.
Can I meet or exceed that tomorrow? Hmm. And if you take it step by step like that, one, you're not going to get overwhelmed. And two, you're constantly striving for happiness. Hmm. It's not a, let me do this and shut you up. I loved. So imagine pouring into somebody that's not grateful. Mm-hmm. You're going to see that prior to this phase of saying, yeah, this is going to be my wife.
Right.
A detriment to a good, solid, healthy marriage, because healthy marriage is dope. A good, solid, healthy marriage is contempt, complacency.
Disregard.
Or guess what? You now take this thing for granted. It's been so great so long, it's no longer great. It's the standard.
Coaster.
So that's cool. That's good until you don't realize you treating a Bentley like a Yugo. You ain't even checking the oil no more. You putting regular gas in it instead of Supreme. You ain't kicked the tires. You haven't rotated the tires. You are so spoiled that you've been in a luxury vehicle for so long. Mm. You think there's nothing else exists. Ain't everybody in a luxury vehicle? Ain't every marriage like this? Don't y'all do this normally? You telling me that you go home and your spouse don't hug you or kiss you or ask how your day went or communicate or talk? You get sick, your spouse don't make you soup? So you'll start to ask questions like that, because if that has become your norm, to where now am I making you feel appreciated for this level that you've maintained so long? You've maintained greatness so long, I stopped saying thank you. And now it's like, hey, 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 you realize what I'm doing every day, the sacrifices I'm making? I'm not looking for a pat on the back, but it sure looked at me like, dang, man, you put strawberries on my crepes yesterday. Well, baby, you still got crepes, don't you? I don't know too many people that have crepes for breakfast. So that'll be the trap. Don't get complacent or in a zone of it's supposed to be good like this. Yeah, but acknowledge it. Time stamp it. Baby, you sure good to me. I know, baby, you tell me every day. Hey, but I know, and I ain't just blowing smoke up your skirt, but you sure good to me. That is encouragement, and that's the type of thing that waters a plant.
I love what you said about the luxury vehicle, because you can convince yourself that something is a luxury that isn't. And I'm not talking about inside your house. I'm talking about you like the music playing out of that Chevette. Right? That Chevette playing your favorite song.
I read.
And you don't even hear the engine knocking because the music's so loud.
You got a better system than most.
You don't even care that the seat's torn up and the AC ain't working because they just playing your favorite song and on repeat.
On repeat.
Tread lightly, bro. On repeat. Tread lightly, man.
Yeah.
Ooh. But y'all, T, well, I like what you said, bro, just because I think it's hard to not appreciate each other when there's mutual service. Like when, you know, saying that you are already committed to serving your old lady, bro, is going to automatically become contagious to where the service is reciprocal, man. Mm-hmm. I think one of the hardest things, and it's for the ladies out there, the hardest thing about marriage for men is the lack of reciprocity.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
They gonna fry you.
Because everybody knows what the man is supposed to do in a marriage. But everybody don't know what the wife's supposed to do all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because it's natural for fathers and mothers to teach their daughters how a man's supposed to treat you, and how you know, what chivalry looks like, and what respect looks like, and what, but everybody ain't teaching what, how you honor that man.
That becomes
how
the greater.
How you respect that man.
Yeah.
How you, what it looks like to be submissive without it being offensive. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing, bro, that a lot of times gets taken for granted in the reciprocity area.
Yeah,
is that, and that's where you talking about J Black, where it also comes where it's a little bit dishonorable and it's unappreciated, because everybody know what husband and dad is supposed to do. Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Right. Right.
But it's hard to turn that mirror and say, like, but that's what you're supposed to do. I even tell my girls a lot of times, like, man, y'all the only entity that can make this relationship hard.
Man.
And especially as much as I love being a father, y'all the only entity, y'all the ones that make this relationship, especially at 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
Disobedience and dishonor.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I'm going to work with you.
You got me.
You got the coolest daddy on earth if you honorable and respectful. Would you become dishonorable, disrespectful? You probably got the worst daddy on earth.
Rightfully so.
He tripping.
Rightfully so.
And I'm gonna stay on one.
I must.
But again, that's the same thing in marriage, man. Like, I tell my daughters right now, those two things. If you can't honor and respect a man, daddy's not gonna give you away. Mm. I'm not giving you away to dishonor and disrespect no man.
Right.
I ain't gonna do it.
Wow.
Cause you ain't ready.
Right. Right.
It ain't on me just to tell him, like, man, listen, bro, you better treat my baby like this, you better do it like this. But I'm going to tell you that because I know she ready.
Mm.
She ready. I'm only giving her to you because I know she ready.
Oh, that was it. Right,
and I ain't trust you with it, man. That's That keeps me up at night sometimes is how they decide. How will they decide, right? What they will be open to. What they have to experience along the way or what they choose to experience along the way. I have a granddaughter now, but I don't have a son-in-law, right? And I'm not saying that it's odd that that happens, but that comes with, like, now it's a package deal.
Right.
And I know what it is to assess the package deal.
Yes.
I don't know that every young man out here understands what it is to assess and accept the package deal when the benefits come before the services required. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real cool. It's real cool in controlled environments. We doing this. Yeah, bring your child along. Right.
Right.
Because there's a level of enjoyment, less responsibility at that stage, right? And he can present as respectful and engaging and enjoying all the moments with you and the child in those concentrated moments. But when it becomes his reality that, this is 24/7.
Right. Hit different.
Much very different, right? And that's like the whole stepfather, being a step-parent, it's not for anybody, and accepting it alone isn't the honorable thing. Honoring it after you accept it is the only honorable thing. Right?
Yes, sir.
And if it ain't for you, it ain't for you. I don't have no stake in that argument. Yeah. I'm fine with my choice.
Certainly.
22 years later, I stand on my choice. I know a lot of people that don't.
Yeah.
A lot of people that didn't realize the gravity of their choice until year 2 or 3. Because this child ain't what I thought it was going to be. Well, you ain't invested nothing to actually understand with the child. The sex was too loud.
Hey.
At some point, the sex get quiet.
Hey, my God.
When the sex get quiet, what things do you hear now that you chose not to listen to earlier?
Run that back. He said the sex
was too loud.
Oh, my God.
Too loud. Can't hear reality.
Can't hear. You can't hear the disrespect because you coming.
Hey, man. Hey, bro. What is going on in here?
Did this turn to an episode of Unhinged?
It's after my bedtime. But somebody.
But that's real. Listen, that is a fact. That's a fact.
No, just coming up.
Yeah.
Man, y'all ever feel like you didn't understand why something was happening for you?
You mean at what point today did I feel like that?
Yeah. Have you ever been at a point?
When I rolled back to the studio, I was not understanding the whole lot in that 30 minutes.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at, man. I was listening to everything that's being said. I just started, like, I don't even know what I've done to deserve this.
Well,
I receive it.
Be careful, let that be short lived because that toes the line of imposter syndrome. You do know what you're doing. Is you carry yourself a certain way, you submit to who you're supposed to submit to, you have a clear cut understanding and public relationship with your creator.
Yeah.
And because you are checking those boxes, you got people out here doing things that are superficial because of how it looks on the exterior. You're doing things that, whether or not a soul on earth knows it's happening, it's happening.
It's happening.
And because you're being obedient to those callings, then you're absolutely reaping what you're sowing. You're sowing seeds with your faithfulness and your deliberateness. Hey, this was I'm called to do this. I'm finna act on it. I'm moving on. Mm-hmm. And then anybody that talk to you, if anybody talk to you and say that they don't know where you stand with your relationship with God, they haven't talked to you.
They won't listen. They
won't listen. So because of your obedience, there's already promises that's in writing mm-hmm. that you are to receive if you take these steps and do these things. Mm-hmm. And you do these things and take these steps daily. So I don't feel that you truly don't know or understand, because it's easy to get caught up in,
yeah.
Man, I've made some mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel short. Mm-hmm. I've done some things that I'm not proud of, shouldn't have done. And I feel like the rewards that are being placed in my lap at certain phases of my life, they don't align with the mistakes I've made, mm. but they align with who your heart and soul is.
Facts.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
These are the rewards of your heart and your soul, because you can fake and smile all you want with anybody on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
The worst person you can lie to is yourself. So because you know, sometimes if you really want to know how a person is living or how their heart is made, just look at the favor that's bestowed upon Ooh. Them. When life just be like, man, I know for a fact
yeah.
I done seen somebody do what I thought I saw this man do, and they mm-hmm. just didn't make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro, I promise you, Jay Black, like, as you talking, that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm thinking as you saying what you saying, Joe T, is think about, and this is what I heard in the spirit, bro. Like, you're saying, I can't believe this fruit is this sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can. Because again, the roots there, the tree there, the branches there, everything there. See, sometimes, bro, and then we don't understand, sometimes the fruit, not all the time, the fruit ain't for us.
Ooh, it's never for the tree.
It's never for the tree. But the thing is you're just saying, like, man, I know I planted this thing in fertile soil. I know it's rooted in the right thing. I know the trunk is strong. I know these branches strong. Man, sometimes I can't believe how sweet they say this fruit is.
Man.
Because it's coming from the outside. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? We gotta hear them say, man, these are the sweetest oranges I ever tasted.
All right.
Because the fruit ain't for you.
Right.
And so sometimes that's what will give us that imposter syndrome, is saying, I don't get to taste the fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're the fruit bearer. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, bro, it's just a concept. It's the biblical concept. It's the human concept.
Mm-hmm.
It's the universal concept of sowing and reaping.
Mm-hmm.
And bro, you just in a harvest season.
Mm-hmm.
But just like any pastor should tell you, bro, harvest season is the hardest season.
Mm-hmm.
It's the season that you reap everything. Right. It's the season that you benefit. But again, bro, Saturday don't make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday is the easiest part about what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and sometimes, bro, I think that's the thing that I envy in this space, is that you get a clear-cut understanding. This finna be the easiest thing we gonna do. It's gonna be the most beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the most biblical thing. We gonna go on this honeymoon, but this the easiest thing we finna do.
Mm-hmm.
The race starts Saturday. And that month gonna be long. Like, you know what I'm saying? Again, when people Nipsey and everybody else talk about the marathon, bro, like, listen, marriage is a marathon, and you're gonna need some help. You're gonna need some people come bring you some
water,
bring her some water, bring you some water,
towel.
Get the charter horses and the cramps and the
gay. I said,
but bro, that's the beauty of understanding. We signing up for a marathon.
Yeah.
That starts Saturday.
But you've been getting your miles in
yep.
on schedule.
Bro. Come on.
I'm willing.
Yeah. You ain't show up to watch a thing and then decide you want to participate in the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, facts.
You showed up to the thing because you had been preparing for the thing.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm willing, man.
Man, I'm excited to watch it unfold. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm truly happy for y'all, man. I'm not just saying that again because you it's a great thing when you see great people do a great thing,
right? Yeah.
Because you'll see it and you can sometimes it just look like people going through the motions.
Yeah.
But when you see how vested and hands-on and really committed emotionally and mentally to something, it looks different.
Yeah.
It feels different. And you anxious to be a home looker, like, I want to see, man. Let me see. That's a good thing, man. That's a long time ago, man, this old head told me, attitudes are contagious. It's yours worth catching.
Mm. 1,000 of them.
Man. So, the love, the infectious love that's going to be in that room Saturday, there are going to be attendees that need that.
Mm.
And not to make it about anybody but y'all, because it's about y'all, that's just going to be a byproduct. And that's a beautiful thing as well. The byproduct of how amazing that should have been. It's going to be over the top. Over the top.
It's been very few times in my life I ain't had no words. I ain't got no words. I really don't.
Tell you, man, just soak it up.
Bro, like again, man, this is even the honorable part for us, man, is you know.
Yeah, this is major for me, bro. I hate to cut y'all. Like, it's major.
Yeah.
To get poured into, man. from a genuine place.
Yeah.
Me and my pops had a he cut his conversation short yesterday. I ain't never seen him do that.
Yeah.
But he said he had to study. But
yeah.
He never talked to me for 15 minutes of conversation. The phone call 30.
Yeah.
You know, he just talking to me about, you know, this journey, what I'm committed to. And he was like, I'm about to get off. He was like, I love you. He was like, you know, I'm here. And I know he wanted to be here.
Yeah, man.
So, I feel like y'all stand in that gap, bro.
Man.
So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Still. Everything I know he wanted to say and do, I know y'all doing it.
Or, bro, I'm going to tell you, see, sometimes it's mean we don't be knowing what the fuck to say.
Everything that's been said is it, though.
And that's big, bro, just because we want to see who we in, bro.
Yeah.
And I know that.
That's a fact.
That's the biggest part.
Man, listen.
I know that.
Front row seat.
Yeah, I know that.
Front row seat.
Yeah, I know everybody here a call away from anything that's going on.
Listen, anything.
Yeah.
If especially moving forward, she attached to you, she attached to us.
Yeah.
You need anything. I'm not just silly. I don't offer myself to people lightly like that. I'd be like, man, I know somebody. I'll send somebody to you. Personally.
Yeah.
If you need something.
I already know that.
Call me.
Yeah.
If you need to talk, want to talk, I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
I don't care what time it is. My phone never on D&D unless we shoot.
Yeah. I know that.
And let her know what our accountability to each other is.
Mm-hmm.
She need to understand that.
She know that.
Yeah.
Touché. She know that.
Yeah.
Touché. You know, it's an honor to even be able to just be like, man, I'm Reg or DJ Wayne. It's safety there even saying y'all names.
Yeah, man.
But bro, that's the beauty of wise counsel. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, I don't wanna receive anything from anywhere.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's the beauty of, that's even like being aligned right now in the church, or being aligned right now in, like, man, I don't want to be nowhere to check no box.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not in a space where I'm going to give you something just to say I gave it to you. Like, man, I told your deal. Bro, I need you to have something you can use. You know? See, that's even from me calling you about the content. And sometimes I'll be reluctant. Like, man, I know I'm getting on that nerve, man. I'm gonna shoot this over here.
I hate asking, man, and I think that's your superpower. Like, if you, the earlier you ask, the lesser, the more likely you can avoid a blow, but at least lessen the blow.
Absolutely.
I chose to run into a lot of them. Oh, it hit like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
For real.
And then if you get hit enough, you convince yourself that taking the hit is a stand up thing. Well, I can take the punches. But your jaw don't work no more.
Until that dementia set in, but
swelling is a bunch of bad. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to become no punch of bad.
No.
Like that shock, man, is only built to take so many hits. And that's worn to death.
Yeah.
You tore it up. You ran it in the ground.
What you got to say, cuzzo?
Man, look.
Hold tight. Let me make sure you on the...
yes, I got a whole lot of bro.
Make sure you up on the screen here.
Honestly, man, this was a good study guide for me. I'm not married. You know, to see y'all gentlemen, you know what I'm saying, give advice on marriage tips tonight, it was great soaking it up. I come from two parents. I come from... You mentioned 51. My parents be 52 in 52 years in November.
Amazing.
You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't always easy. You know what I'm saying? But my daddy taught, you know, every season ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? You'll see your partner change. You know, so my mother's a phenomenal woman.
Yeah.
But I know at times it got hard. But they still fighting through, you know what I'm saying, the struggles. But I applaud y'all, man, for pouring in the cuz, man, holding cuz accountable, holding each other accountable, man. This was a great study guide for me, you know what I'm saying? Because when I walked into it, I want to be ready. A lot of people go down there just to say they had a wedding. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the wedding is bigger than the marriage.
Absolutely.
And that's people's problem, you know what I'm saying? They like the fancy suit. They like the you know, all the pictures and all, you know, they just want to do it for the glamour, man. But, you know, I want to be ready. And I think cook the emotion, you know what I'm saying? He showed some emotion. He got everybody, that's how I know y'all serious about the covenant, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I appreciate the talk. I was just here listening in. Appreciate you letting me say something, man. But, yeah, that was a great study guide for me, man. So, yeah, this was good. Yeah.
Man, and this the podcasts are better together, man. If you ain't been tuned in, like, it speaks for itself.
It does.
Like, we literally better together, you know. Corinthians, I can't remember what chapter it is. I want to say it's either 15 or 13 when they talk about the parts of the body. The leg is no good without the arm.
The
ear ain't no good without the nose. Like, every part function together so that can move properly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to marriages, listen to y'all, it take a village in this thing. You know what I'm saying? And you have to be open to receive this stuff, man. I have not gotten as far as I have got by not being able to receive from people who have more information than me.
Man.
Who have paved the way. One of my biggest problems probably before any of this was thinking I knew everything. You know what I'm saying? I had no problem with listening. You know what I'm saying? I'm just grateful that I'm in them safe spaces enough to trust people that I know coming from a genuine place to lead me in a good place.
Man.
At that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, with my best interest in mind. Like, you ain't waiting to see me fall and then celebrate that, you know what I'm saying, in silence or in a yep. humorous joke. Right. You know right. what I'm saying? No.
Right.
It ain't no better place to be in to know, you know, people got your best interests and you can talk. And you know, if you listening, it's good. It's good information. So I know there's gonna be a journey, and I'm gonna say this for any man listening that's been considering, it's been on your heart. I know there's about to be a journey.
Yeah.
I have not. I'm not in denial about, you know, the ups and downs. I'm one day at a time. I'm not expecting. I'm not saying to myself like, or waiting for the horrible more than the good. I am going to cling to the good more than the bad. I'm not going to allow my mind to always bring up the negative and forget all the good times we had with friends and family and our one-on-one. Life is a journey within itself. And like I told Cuz earlier, my first covenant was to the Most High before her.
Yeah.
How am I in my head to about a covenant in this marriage when I have to treat my first covenant just as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm afraid, if I'm okay with being disobedient and reckless in my first covenant, it's no way my second one is going to work.
No, same thing. And we talked about it. And just to reiterate, bro, it's beautiful that you say that because, again, now in that covenant, you know that that's his daughter before your wife.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what, again, I was not privy to 25,000 years ago.
Come on, 99.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Feel like I can pick up school.
Come on. Hey, bro, say this age.
Hey, listen. We at the marriage retreat. Everybody, you know, they calling numbers and 7 and 12. And I'm like, yeah, we 25. Hey, I promise you. Everybody like, hold on, man. How old are you? How old? Y'all got married on 10?
Mind your business.
Those are the things, bro, that again, sometimes in your 20s or even in your 30s sometimes, bro, you're just not privy to even your relationship with God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To honor your relationship with one of his daughters.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So that's bro, that's dope.
That's a pivotal moment to understand that treatment based on a daughter, because any man, let me not say any man, a man can be horrible in his dealings with women and treat his daughter like a princess and not be able to negotiate the actual parallel between the two. When you said that God's daughter thing, I said, God, why he say that? Why he say that out loud? Because that holds you to an accountability that you can't unsee, because I'm under the jail for my daughter.
But I'm gonna tell you, hold on.
Daughters.
Bro, let's go deeper. God ain't got no grandchildren.
None of my sons and daughters.
So the way you treating your daughters is still his daughters.
Yeah.
Them ain't his granddaughters. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's what make what you saying even more complicated, bro, because, again, it's still his daughter. Your daughters are still his daughters. Them ain't his granddaughters.
See that? Unscripted.
Yeah,
told me, and you gonna walk away with something. I promise you. I don't care where you at in your walk of life.
Yeah,
you gonna walk away with something, man. Better together gonna get you together.
I wanna leave this with a scripture: perfect love cast out fear. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you know what I'm saying, afraid of. But I promise you, on that side with him, that perfect love cast out fear. You need to understand that in that perfect love, it's talking about accepting flaws and all. Understanding who you're dealing with.
and being there to understand that we doing this together. That perfect love, it'll cast out that fear, because your fear gonna come from a place of thinking about the unknown.
Yeah.
The unknown of what it look like 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What it look like when I fall short. Mm-hmm. What that argument finna, that perfect love cast out that fear. Deal with it when it happened. Head on. Have that conversation, that difficult conversation. Admit that whatever it is that you're dealing with. Yeah. Be honest, be vulnerable, be transparent to the best of your ability at whenever it hits your door. Because if you sit on it, it ain't number room for the enemy. Every single time.
In the gaps.
And when he come through, that perfect love gonna cast out that fear. Mm-hmm. With that being said, man.
Hey, man, listen. Always be mindful. Nothing fits what we say about what I'm about to say, like this occasion that's coming up Saturday. Time stamp the moments in life that matter most, so that you can always have love and good, sweet memories to look back on. Timestamp. Live in the moment. Something as great as this, don't get caught up in the meet and greet of all the family and friends and relatives checking and making sure everybody else is having a good time. Nobody takes the time to tell the couple, soak this moment in. Mm-hmm. Stop. Somebody need to walk up and say, stop.
Mm.
I just got married. And just look at each other and sit there in it for a moment.
Mm.
And let that soak in. Y'all just got married. Hey, you good? You good? Hey, 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 oh, hey. It's a big reunion. The noise at some point got quiet while you're there. Y'all just got married.
Mm-hmm.
Time stamp that. Make sure it is time stamped.
Proceed.
Yep. That's what I got.
Better together.
Better together.
We out.
Peace. Yes, sir. All right, y'all. I got two more stops to make for the night.
Two more?
Ooh. I got a truck full of coolers I got to drop out. But that's what I'm saying. I'm quadruple booked. Man, we got debt. We got function.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.